Dooleys, Hollywood celebrities rejoice, Jared Trump indictment, a glorious day. By Ezra Dooleys on March 30, 2023. As surely as the sun rises and sets, Hollywood celebrities will share their hot takes on social media when major news breaks. And when news broke Thursday evening that their hated nemesis, former President Donald Trump, would be indicted by a Manhattan grand jury, left-wing entertainers erupted into a symphony of joy. Reactions from the extremely online Trump-hating Twitter addicts fell into a few broad categories. Party time. First, there was mere celebration and excitement. Actress and singer Bette Midler simply wrote indictment. In all caps, at a loss for any other words. Celebrity chef Padma Lakshmi shared a brief video of children dancing happily. Wonder Woman, the TV series, star Linda Carter posted a GIF from the viral music video Crab Rave, a meme employed for moments of extreme schadenfreude. Actor John Cusack said this news made the day beautiful, glorious, even. Comedian and actress Sandra Bernhardt praised her and her peers' patience in waiting for this moment. Sorkin verse actor Joshua Malina made a Billy Joel reference to express pride in the city's actions. Podcaster and comedian Marc Maron gave an understated word of gratitude. Supporting actor, with the exception of 1996's Basquiat, Jeffrey Wright reveled in imagining Republicans seething at the indictment, finding irony in Trump being prosecuted despite his past rally slogan of "Lock her up, Hillary Clinton." Retired? Filmmaker Michael Moore inexplicably posted a graphic of an orange color gradient while acknowledging the news. MTV alum and Pilates pitch woman Daisy Fuentes Marks merely shared a party popper emoji. They've got jokes. Naturally, there would be some one-liners attempted, emphasis on attempted for comic and filmmaker Albert Brooks. Jimmy Kimmel, the late-night host with the closest ties to Jeffrey Epstein, posted a Photoshop of that time Trump drank water with two hands and the progs went nuts. In this alteration of the picture, handcuffs. Can I get a Snopes article to clarify that he wasn't actually handcuffed at the moment the picture was shot? Cusack actually had a decent one. Riffing off some truly terrible and dated TV poster parodies from Kimmel's show account, the actor wondered if Trump would have his famed Oval Office Diet Coke button in prison if convicted. Actress Ellen Barkin quipped, "Finally he is first at something. As if we had all forgotten Trump is the first WWE Hall of Famer elected president of the United States, or the first candidate with his own board game. Wasn't really sure where to put this one, but Tarzan." 1999, actress Minnie Driver noted that Twitter's algorithm in the UK gave more prominence to Stormy Daniels, the adult actress twisted up in this saga, than Trump himself. Could be a point about centering female voices or something. Gimme more. Given how flimsy and uncharted Alvin Bragg's legal argument against Trump is, and given how insatiable the human heart is, another theme among the celebrity Twitter addicts was the desire for even more criminal charges against the former president. Director Rob Reiner expressed hope that the New York indictment would be the first among many. Actress Mia Farrow predicted 4 indictments total, no further elaboration. Cusack, again, wished for more Republicans to follow him to jail, spicing up the tweet with a flurry of invective. Deep thoughts. Some of the Hollywood thought leaders took a gentler approach. Actress Alyssa Milano signaled how sad she is. Not that a radical prosecutor is further weaponizing the justice system against political opposition, though. George Takei, the Star Trek actor turned clickbait peddler, gave a heartfelt thanks to Attorney General Merrick Garland, whose DOJ did not pursue the same case Alvin Bragg is now pushing, for locking up MAGA terrorists, every single one of whom has been proven beyond a reasonable doubt to have perpetrated violence on democracy itself. Singer Nancy Sinatra gave a shockingly graceful announcement that she was not going to gloat or take potshots at Trump out of respect for the office of the presidency. Disney big player Josh Gad went full incredible thoughts on us. Two and a Half Men star John Cryer delivered a snide missive for Republicans as a whole. He's got our number, boys. Knows us better than we know ourselves. Gonzo girl. This list would be nowhere near complete without soap opera star Nancy Lee Grahan, who's forged an online niche for herself with some truly deranged takes. Grahan's reaction to Trump's indictment came in stages, live, uninhibited, ping-ponging thoughts. No filter, no dignity. rapid fire over a few minutes, then still fixating on the topic hours later. The kind of elite schizo posting we saw from Alec Baldwin in the 2010s. Here are her tweets, in sequence.